This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. Great day, historic day. United States reverses policy. The Israeli West Bank settlements are no longer illegal. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. What a difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as President and Secretary of State, and Donald J. Trump and Mike Pompeo. Pompeo said the establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not per se inconsistent with Israeli law. After carefully studying all sides of the legal debate, this administration agrees with President Reagan. Reagan's view, the settlements were not inherently illegal. The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. And so great news today for Israel and the Jewish people. What did I say a few months ago that got me in trouble? Trump is the king of the Jews? He is! I'll say it again, emphatically. I don't apologize for it. I'm like Trump. I don't back down. I double down. Trump is the king of the Jews. He's like the king of the Jews. I say it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but a little bit truthfully. Let me say it seriously. He's done more for the Jewish people of Israel than any American president's ever done. Great job, President Trump. Other good news today. The Supreme Court blocks the House subpoena for Trump's taxes. Now, it may be temporary. It's not a final decision, but it's good news for President Trump. And I hope it's a sign that the Supreme Court will side with him. Some bad news today for Joe Biden. He's a dummy. I mean, he really is a dummy. Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. I know that 90% plus, maybe 100%, of all Republicans support the wall. If I were to run for President of the United States and announce to my conservative Republican voters who support the wall passionately that I was against the wall, that would be the end of my campaign. You'd have to be an idiot to not know that. Joe Biden over the weekend in Vegas, here in my hometown, vowed to keep marijuana illegal, even though Pew Research now reveals, newest research by Pew, reveals 80% of all liberals want marijuana legalized. I'm shocked it's not more like 98 to 100%. But the American public, a majority of the American public wants it legalized. And that includes Republicans, Democrats, and independents. 59%, 91% of U.S. adults say marijuana should be legal for either medical or recreational use. And 59% say it should be legal for medical use. Fewer than 1 in 10 prefer to keep marijuana legal in all circumstances. And just about 80% of all Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents say that marijuana should be legal. And Joe Biden walks into that maelstrom and says, I'm going to keep marijuana legal because studies do not make me certain yet that marijuana isn't bad for you and it's not a gateway drug. And, of course, he's immediately attacked by Bernie Sanders, immediately attacked by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I'm sure the entire Democratic base and the entire extreme left of the Democratic Party, which is the base, are just sick to their stomachs today. Joe Biden against marijuana the same way that I would be if I was against the wall. No chance to win a Republican primary. This guy is killing his chances of getting the Democratic nomination. I think he's finished. Let's see what Mr. Bill O'Reilly has to say. You know, I interviewed him earlier today. We didn't know about this news yet, but we knew about all the other big news in America. Bill O'Reilly with Wayne Allen Root right now. All right, Wayne Allen Root with Bill O'Reilly, as we always do on Monday afternoons. And Bill, it's great having you on the show. All of my viewers and listeners can always get Bill's detailed wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com. And, of course, his best-selling book makes a great Christmas or Hanukkah present under the tree for the conservative Trump fan in your life. It's called The United States of Trump. BillO'Reilly.com, great place to check everything out. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
All right, so first question is about Steve Bannon. In a radio interview over the weekend, Bannon, who, of course, was the original chief advisor to President Trump, and he suggested the impeachment inquiry is nothing more than a bunch of nerds, a bunch of foreign policy people debating unelected bureaucrats who support the status quo up against the strategy of America First. What say you?
Well, I think it's more than that. I think this is a pretty organized assault on the White House. I don't think it really has a lot to do with foreign policy. What Adam Schiff and his people have done is assemble a group that either worked for or around the Ukraine and make sure they were all anti-Trump. All people who didn't like Donald Trump, and then crafted this impeachment inquiry. You know, ratings are low on TV. Poll out says only 21% of Americans are paying close attention to it. It's a bomb. It's not going anywhere. It's a fiasco, as I said last week. And Americans, they know when they're being conned, and this is a con.
Agreed. On CBS Sunday morning, Nancy Pelosi said she invited President Trump to testify in person or in writing at the impeachment hearings. And the president said he doesn't like the idea of legitimizing the process, but he's strongly considering Pelosi's idea. What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
I think it would be a mistake for President Trump to deal with these people at all. They're not looking for the truth. Whenever you are in a situation, any American, where you have to answer questions about anything, you don't do that to somebody who's trying to hurt you. That's right. Like a third grade axiom. If somebody's trying to hurt you, you don't answer their questions. You get away from them as fast as you can. And if it's a legal matter, you have your attorney answer the questions. So I think Donald Trump was just giving Pelosi a little jazz there. I don't think he's going to answer any questions at all. And I think if he did, it would be a mistake.
And not only do I agree with you, but your wisdom would be correct under any circumstances, Bill. But
sure,
specifically when it's a bomb and it's flaming out. Right, it's flaming out.
I
just doesn't matter at all now. There's no...
I did a commentary on BillO'Reilly.com a month ago, and I said the best thing for President Trump to do in this matter, Ukraine, was to go on television, look the folks in the eye for 10 minutes, and explain it. That's it.
Right.
Just sit down. You want to call it a fireside chat? You want to call it whatever you want to call it. Just 10 minutes. Here's what I did. Here's why I did it. Thank you and good night. All right? So... The president actually tweeted out what I said. He didn't give me credit for it. That's all right. I wasn't doing it for him. My analysis is for my viewers and the American people, not for politicians. But that would be by far and away the most effective device he could use. Talk to the folks, Mr. President.
All right, last question. You know, I graduated Columbia University class of 83, who was my classmate, Barack Obama. And I've always said, even though I disagree with everything Obama believes in, and I think he was an awful president, and I think his leanings are a complete socialist, he was brilliant, a brilliant strategist who understood you can't introduce socialism straight on in America. You got to act moderate and say you're moderate and take it in tiny, tiny, small steps and be very patient. That's Obama. Brilliant. I think I respect the heck out of the guy, even though I hate everything he stands for. So over the weekend, he said the Democratic Party is rushing headlong into radical leftist policies and ideas that will scare the American people, and they're not going to win the election. They need to come more to the middle. And all the left-wingers are now hating Obama and putting out tweets how much they can't stand him and how he didn't do enough for the left-wing cause. Your thoughts on all of this?
Right. Did you know the president when you were in Columbia? Did you... interact at all in the school?
No, I was there for 4 years, and I was political science and pre-law, and he was political science and pre-law, and I knew everyone in the entire political science department, I thought, and never met him, never saw him, never heard of him, don't know another student whoever in political science who ever met him or saw him. Yeah, strange.
When I went to Boston University, my classmate was Howard Stern. And I knew him because he was the only guy taller than me in the whole school. But he wasn't as crazy as he is now. All right. So getting to President Obama, obviously a very astute politician. He understands the tempo of the country. He sees that the socialists are not going to win. That's why Deval Patrick, his best friend, is in the race, the former governor of Massachusetts. I'm sure they conferred. Patrick does not have a chance. But I think he was injected into the race to bring moderation to the party.
Right.
So it's more of a press thing than it is, well, Deval Patrick's going to get the nomination. He's not. It's either going to be Biden or a socialist or a brokered convention. And then Hillary, you know, comes down from the top like Madonna. You know, that's what it is. And it's a big advantage to Donald Trump, because I don't think any of those scenarios are going to defeat him unless other things happen.
Yeah, the Democrat field is the greatest thing to ever happen to Donald Trump, no question about it. All right, Bill O'Reilly, always appreciate your wisdom on Mondays here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Find more of Bill's wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com and his great book, Great Christmas Gift, Hanukkah Gift, at anywhere, Amazon, a fine bookstore, the United States of Trump. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Wayne, I just wanted one more plug. I did a live show in Phoenix on Saturday night on BillO'Reilly.com. You can go in and you can see it. We live streamed it, and it was successful, and it's the Understanding Trump Tour. You get a kick out of it, Wayne. Check it out.
When are you and I going to do a live show in Vegas? Come on, Bill. Me and you on the stage. I'll ask you the questions. You tout the wisdom.
All right. I'm frightened of Vegas, but we'll see if we can work that out.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so much to talk about. By the way, tomorrow night, you'll see my interview with the great Franklin Graham, one of the great preachers in America today, evangelical Christian preachers and the son of the greatest of all time, Billy Graham, who's my hero. I read his book, about 20 years ago from front to back. It was probably 500 pages, and I read it from front to back, and I couldn't get enough of it. I thought he was the greatest man that I'd ever read about, and it's a great honor to have his son, Franklin Graham, on the show tomorrow night right here on Newsmax TV. Look for my interview, which I will do earlier in the day, and then we'll replay it, just like I do with Bill O'Reilly. We do the interview in the middle of the morning for me, which is early afternoon in East Coast time, and we'll do the same thing with Franklin Graham. We'll be in our New York studios. Franklin Graham had a couple comments appearing on Fox and Friends over the weekend. He said he's proud that Kanye West is letting God use him to spread the gospel of Jesus. And Kanye West, of course, was giving a concert in Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston, Texas, to an audience of millions on TV. And I think they hold about 15,000, 20,000 at Joel Osteen's church. So he was giving an event in front of 15,000, 20,000 people and on national TV to millions. And Kanye West, here's one of the lines. Protect your kids from being indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. Look, this is a sea change. I bring this up at the very, front of my show, because this is so important. If this could take root, excuse the pun, but if this could take root and Kanye West is for real and this is taken seriously and it's not a fly-by-night, he's doing it now and he'll change his mind 6 months from now, then Kanye West could introduce Black America to the Republican Party. Because what he's saying sounds exactly like what a Wayne Root would say. Protect your kids from Hollywood and the media and being brainwashed and indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. Sure sounds like a conservative Republican Trumper to me. He began by pointing out in his service yesterday that many famous people are in service to Satan and not God, because they value money and power above all else. And again, he's talking about Hollywood and the media. You start to feel like Satan is the most powerful. You start to feel if you service God, it means you will not prosper, he said. And the only way to prosper is in service to fame. And obviously he's talking about the way he was feeling for much of his career. The devil stole all the good producers, Kanye said. The devil stole all the good musicians, all the good artists, all the good designers, all the good business people, and said, you got to come over and work for me. And Kanye reassured the audience a shift was happening and that his conversion to Christianity is a major part of that shift. Jesus has won the victory because now the greatest artist that God has ever created, he's really humble too, is working for him, God. And all of that arrogance and confidence and cockiness y'all seen me use before, meaning Kanye, God is now using for him. And the Jesus is King singer then turned his attention to cultural degeneracy, telling the crowd we have our own daughters and we're still rapping about trying to hook up with somebody's daughter. He went on to urge parents about the necessity of protecting your kids from the indoctrination of the media, the thousands and thousands of images that are fed to children at a young age. Images that are purposely mixed in to lower the kids' superpower and esteem so they could be more susceptible to consumption and feel the need to consume and become part of the robotic numerical system that controls so much. You know, I mean, if he doesn't sound like a conservative Republican, pro-Trump, pro-Reagan Christian preacher, I don't know who does. So, you know, there is a light there, folks. There is a light, a crack in the dark that maybe, just maybe, a great celebrity figure like Kanye can bring black Americans to the Republican Party and to Donald Trump. And if that happens, it's the end of the Democrat Party. Without the black vote, and I don't even mean we got to get the majority of the black vote. I don't mean we don't need 51% of the black vote or 70% of the black vote. We need 22% of the black vote, and no Democrat could ever get elected again. Because their key to victory is they get 90% of black votes, and we get, 60, 58% of Republican votes, and you put it together, and it's just enough that we lose a lot of elections. If we start to get 20, 25% of the black vote, and 40, 45%, even 50 in some cases of the Latino vote, the Democrats will never win an election again. They're destroyed. So Kanye West, keep talking. Keep talking. Let's get him as a guest on this show. Andrew Paul, producer, you listening? Come on. Let's get Kanye West on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I can't wait that month. Let's try for it. Swiss America is coming up next. How much time we have left, Chris? All right, Swiss America is up next. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Don't change the channel. Do any surfing, because these guys are great. Pat Boone is their national spokesman. They're a great company. 35 years, the most trusted company in gold, silver, and precious metals. And they've got a great offer, a free video starring me, and a free special report, and all kinds of knock-your-socks-off deals coming next from Pat Boone at Swiss America. My friend at Swiss America right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the State Department today says the United States is keeping an eye on the protests in Hong Kong, and the Secretary of State has a message for everyone.
Violence by any side is unacceptable. The Hong Kong government bears primary responsibility for bringing calm to Hong Kong. Unrest and violence cannot be resolved by law enforcement efforts alone.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China. A Colorado rancher is headed to prison for killing his fiance. A jury convicted Patrick Frazee of first-degree murder following several hours of deliberations. Prosecutors successfully argued that Frazee used a baseball bat to beat Kelsey Barrett last November and then tried to cover it up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. And so many letters from all of you who love the new format, because I'm getting an hour of content in, jamming it in, a lot less ads, a lot less lengthy live reads, and very few callers. We take calls on Fridays now. And also next week, just to let you know, I'm going to be here on the night before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, I guess you'd call it, Wednesday night. But I'll be off on Thursday and Friday. So on Thanksgiving Day, or excuse me, on Thanksgiving Eve, we'll do nothing but take calls the whole hour. That'll be fun, because there won't be any big news out. You know the way things are. The news media on holidays doesn't put much out, so the odds are pretty slim. There'll be a lot of big news on Thanksgiving Eve. So next Wednesday, we'll take calls for the entire hour. So mark it down your calendar. Mark the phone number down, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Call in this Friday. I take calls on Fridays, the whole second half of the show, and then the whole show next Wednesday. We'll have a relaxed holiday show. I'm not going to have a suit on. Going to be relaxed. I'm going to take your calls. We'll have fun. In the meantime, how do you reach me? Well, I love when you all send me emails. I get all my great stories and scoops and commentaries and views and emails you send me. You're all like my producers, my associate producers. My email address is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, where all my commentaries are, rootforamerica.com. I have a great one out. If you weren't watching on Friday, my commentary was comparing Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, to Rashida Tlaib, U.S. Congresswoman, who's now in trouble for stealing funds from her donors to pay her own personal bills. That commentary is up at rootforamerica.com. Of course, my big project, Root for the Wall, I've got rootwall.com. And, of course, I've also got my Twitter site, @RealWayneRoot. Some of the ways you can reach me and read about me and read my thoughts. You know the liberals always tell you how terrible guns are, and I always tell you that for each person that's killed by a gun, there's probably 10 people whose lives are saved by a gun, but there are no stats for that. And it happened again. There was a Walmart shooting today outside a Duncan, Oklahoma Walmart, and an armed citizen stopped the Oklahoma Walmart shooter. It happens every week somewhere in America. Some burglar, some home invasion person, some carjacker, some mass shooter is met by a good citizen with a gun and stopped. Or they shoot two or three people and kill someone, and then they're stopped. And it would have been 20 people dead or 30 people dead. A good person with a gun is what stops bad people with a gun. Daily Mail report indicates Monday's shooting outside of Duncan, Oklahoma Walmart was cut short by an armed citizen who confronted the gunman. Three deaths resulted from the shooting outside the Walmart around 10 o'clock in the morning. Two individuals fatally shot sitting in a car. A third person died outside the vehicle when police arrived. And then the deceased individual outside the car third person was the gunman. And he allegedly took his life after being confronted by an armed citizen. Can you imagine how brave that armed citizen is? Wow, what a hero. What a great person. You know what I say? I love the police. There's no more great heroes than policemen in our society. But when you need a cop in 5 minutes, they're always there in six. That's just the way life works. Things happen fast. When you're being carjacked, when you're being home invaded, there's not a cop for a long time. I used to live in a beautiful place called Malibu, California. And I was buddies with all the highway patrolmen and all the Malibu sheriffs, and they always told me their dirty secret. They didn't want anybody to know. They said at nighttime, there are two police officers patrolling like 50 miles of the Pacific Coast Highway. If you're being robbed, if you need the police, and in a moment's notice, they might not get there for 30 minutes. You're on your own for 30 minutes, Wayne, unless a car happens to be, you know, just running right by your house when you call, and they're not pulling somebody over, they're not dealing with another problem. And this is true all over America. I was at a wedding on Friday night here in Vegas, and I met a police captain, and he told me the same dirty little secret. There are places in Vegas where if there's three or four cops at night, overnight, on duty in a certain district of Vegas, and they're pulling someone over, they're dealing with a burglary, and then a call comes in, they could be 20 minutes away from you. When you need a cop, you better have a gun. You better be prepared to respond yourself. You have to be your own first responder. The police are the second responders. They're heroes. They're brave. They run into fire. They're great guys. I love them. But they're not there when you need them. At the moment you need them, it's up to you and your gun. So just remember that, folks. We're never letting them take our guns away. Pew Research is out. Six out of every 11 Americans want more deportation of illegal aliens. More deportation. The latest Pew Research survey reveals nearly 70% of all Americans believe increased security at the porous U.S.-Mexico border is very or somewhat important, including more than 90% of Republican voters. What did I tell you earlier in the show? I said, you know, if I was a Republican running for president and I was against the wall, I'd lose 90% of the vote. And that's Joe Biden saying he's against legal marijuana. Are you kidding me? That's 90% of all Democrats want legal marijuana, and at this point, 60% of America. It doesn't want it. Want it's not a good word, because I don't want legal marijuana. But I do, despite the fact that I don't like marijuana, despite the fact that I've never smoked it in my entire life, unlike Bill Clinton, I don't have to say I never inhaled. I have never smoked marijuana in my life. And I see it does negative things to people. I see kids, when I was a kid, I saw kids who smoked pot, and they had no ambition of any kind. I think it kills the brains in your brain cells in your brain that determine ambition. You have no ambition at all. But at least it's not a violent drug. You don't smoke pot and then go out and hurt people. You smoke pot and then you lie on a couch, watch TV, and get fat eating a lot of food. So it's not the worst drug in the world. And I just know people are going to use it anyway. So my belief has been they're going to use it. Might as well legalize it and tax it. You cannot stop it. I mean, it's just 50 years have proven you can't stop it. As a matter of fact, drugs in general, what a scourge in this country, horrible. But the easiest place to find drugs, a prison. So how are you going to stop drugs? You can't stop it in a prison with guards searching every person that comes in. The second easiest place to find drugs in America, a school. They're in prisons and schools. How are you going to stop drugs? The answer is you're not. So you might as well legalize pot, because that's the one that's not going to kill you, and that's the one that's not going to cause you to kill others. See, even I have gotten to the point where I believe that. There's two issues where I've come over the fence a little bit and become a little more liberal. I don't even like the word liberal. I can't stand liberals. I've become a little more libertarian. One is gay marriage. I like gay people. I have no problem with them. You want to get married, go get married. And the second is marijuana. Can't stand it. Don't want my kids to use it, but I have no problem. I'm not standing in the way of anybody else selling it. As far as I'm concerned, it should be legalized and taxed. A lot of money to be made by the U.S. government. Why let the mafia or the Mexican mafia make the money? So those two issues I've come a little bit over to the libertarian, civil libertarian side. But the end result is, like I said, any Republican, so Biden's done. He's an idiot for even saying that. But Pew Research proves that any Republican who's against the wall is an idiot. Any Republican politician who doesn't stand 100% behind Trump and the wall is a fool. 54% of Americans said more deportation of the nation's 22 million illegal alien population is very or somewhat important. Republican voters, by a majority of 83%, said increasing deportations of illegal aliens is important ahead of the 2020 election. Look, Republicans are all for the rule of law, and we are for closing the border and securing the border and building a wall. It's as simple as that. You can't let everybody in the world into America. And the Democrats are crazy. They're either bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartel, which I think increasingly is the truth, and or, it's probably both, and or they want the border open. Why? Because everyone who comes across is going to be a person with no education, a person with no skills, a person who doesn't speak English, therefore a person has no shot of making it in America. And those people are more apt. They need welfare from cradle to grave and 100 other government programs and free health care. And those people are more likely to vote Democrat for the rest of their lives than any other group. This is a purposeful attempt to destroy the demographics of the United States of America so that Democrats gain power and take over this country. That's what's happening in this country right now. And voters who are American-born all see what's happening and they're against it. And this is why I say Kanye West is important. Because black voters have got to see the money that should be spent on improving your neighborhoods isn't available because it's all being spent on illegals. Look at the state of California. California has no money for infrastructure. California has no money for crumbling bridges. California has no money for crumbling highways. California has no money for the rolling blackouts. Their entire electric grid is a disaster. Why? Because all the money's been spent on illegals. But that's money that could have been spent and should have been spent on fixing black slums like Oakland, like Compton, like areas all over Los Angeles. It's unbelievable. The money isn't going to black Americans and fixing black inner cities because it's being spent on illegal immigration and illegal aliens. So as soon as we can show that to black voters, I'm telling you, at that point, there's a chance to get some of them over the Republican Party. As President Trump once said during the campaign, what do you got to lose? I mean, is life so good for you now in black inner cities in America? No. So what do you got to lose? What's the Democratic Party done for you? And the answer is nothing. Now, when we get back, one of the biggest news stories of the day, Barack Obama says the Democratic Party is going way too far to the left, and voters don't want to see this crazy stuff. And in response, hard left liberals who support Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are attacking, blasting Barack Obama for warning Democrats about their radical agenda. I'll tell you what I know about Obama when we get back. What he really meant in all this. And Democrats are self-destructing. They just must hate winning and a seat of power. They can't get a seat of power with the things they're preaching now. That's for sure. And Obama sees it. All right, coming up next, Dr. Joe Williams, VacationRestoration.com, my great sponsor and advertiser, my great friend of 19 years now, Dr. Joe Williams. If you're a guy and your hair is going bald, you're experiencing balding, or it already is bald, it's a cute ball, here's the guy that can give you a full, healthy head of hair. He's amazing. Dr. Joe Williams, the sponsor of the show, and his message is up next. New commercial shot with me just last week. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work.
I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a very nice email in the break. I love getting emails, and I get hundreds of them, and I can't read them all. But I read most of them over the course of a week. But in the break, I might pick one or two. And I happen to stumble onto a great one. Love to see things like this. Keith from Chicago says, Wayne, we all love the new format. We're all thirsty for the truth on a daily basis. Without you, it would be impossible to balance out all the liberal garbage we have to see online and watch on TV. Stay strong. Stay healthy. We need you. Keith, Chicago. And Keith, help is on the way, brother, because my show is debuting in Chicago any day now. I should have some good news in the next week. And maybe, let's say by December 1st, somewhere around there, December 1st, December 7th, I hope my show will be on the air 5 to 6 Midwest time every day in Chicago, the Wayne Allen Root Show on the radio. And, of course, you can watch me every night on Newsmax TV, which you obviously do. So, help's on the way. You get me on both TV and radio. Now you'll have me 3 hours a day. Voters don't want to see crazy stuff, Obama says. What are the 2020 Democrats doing to themselves? President Barack Obama, former president, of course, cautioned 2020 Democratic candidates not to move too far to the left as messages of sweeping societal and government transformations risk turning off the party's moderate base. This is according to the New York Times. Even as we push the envelope, we are bold in our vision. We have to be rooted in reality, he told a room of wealthy liberal donors. The average American doesn't think we have to completely tear down the system and remake it. Now, let me tell you what I think of Obama and those statements, because they make total sense to me. I have written so many books referencing Barack Obama. I've written 12 books. And the one that was most about Obama was The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Many of you may remember that. The week it came out, was the number one political book in the United States of America in bookstores. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And I wrote about the fact that Obama was my college classmate at Columbia University. And even though I never saw him at Columbia, you heard me say to Bill O'Reilly, never saw him, never met him, never heard of him, don't know a single classmate. Very strange, whoever saw him or heard of him at Columbia. Very strange. Doesn't matter. I know him like the back of my hand. I know him like my own body. I know Obama so well. I've studied his every move. Just like I know Trump that well. The two people I know the most in the world besides me are Donald Trump and Barack Obama, because I've spent thousands of hours studying them. Okay? Trump was my hero getting out of Columbia University. As I graduated Columbia, he was opening Trump Tower. And then he bought the Plaza Hotel. And then he opened three hotels in Atlantic City. All that happened within a 5-short-year period of my graduating college. So he was my hero in New York. And he was on the cover of the New York Post every other day. And he was in the gossip columns every day dating a new gorgeous woman. And marrying a new gorgeous woman every other day. And so I was in awe of this guy, billionaire, Donald Trump. His name on the biggest skyscraper in New York. So I studied his every move. Well, I studied Obama's moves from the moment he announced he was running for United States Senate in Illinois. And I realized he was my college classmate. I studied this guy. And I'm telling you, he's as radical as Bernie Sanders. He's as radical as Elizabeth Warren. Here's the proof that I know what I'm talking about. Because I screamed this from the highest mountaintops to the whole world, and nobody listened. The year he announced for president, his voting record in the U.S. Senate was to the left of Bernie Sanders, who I said at the time is an outright avowed socialist. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's not a Democrat. He actually is a socialist who brags he's the most left guy in the United States Senate, who went on his honeymoon to the Soviet Union. He's a communist. And Barack Obama's voting record, as voted by liberal organizations, was to the left of Bernie Sanders. He is as socialist, Marxist, communist as anybody in the world. He's as radical as anyone in the Democratic field. But he never showed it. He campaigned like a conservative Republican moderate. He tried to make it like he was apple pie America. He tried to make it like his views. He would laugh at you if you called him radical. He would laugh at you if you called him socialist. He would look at you with anger if you called him communist. But he was all those things. If you're to the left of socialist Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate with a proven voting record, how bad is Obama? But see, talking and action are two different things. Never worry about what someone says. Worry about what they do. Always watch what they do. Obama voted to the left of Bernie Sanders. And as president, his whole life was taxes and regulations. Taxes and regulations. Taxes and regulations. The same thing that all socialist dictators believe in. Yet here he is giving lectures to the Democratic Party, don't move to the left. You know why? Because he's much smarter than them. He never showed that hand to anybody. He never acted to the left of Bernie Sanders. He never acted like Elizabeth Warren. He never acted like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Barack Obama was brilliant. Even though I can't stand his views and I hate his guts, I despise the man, I respect the hell out of him because he was brilliant at what he did. I called him the stealth Marxist. He was as Marxist as you got. He was up there with Russia, China, Cuba, and Venezuela. But he never showed it, and the average American was played for a sucker. And they thought he was moderate because he kept saying it. Watch what he does, not what he says. And now I believe him again. He's telling them you're going to lose because you're telling people you're a socialist. He never told anyone he was a socialist. He told them he was a moderate. There's my Obama story. Just as bad as Bernie Sanders, but nobody knew it, and he never showed it. Brilliant. All right, show is ending. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich in the kitchen. Don't start surfing the channels yet, because my advertiser, My Doctor Suggests, up next. Great sponsor of this show and my radio show. Cold and flu season's here. Everybody's sick. You know why I'm never sick? Because I take their products, My Doctor Suggests. Silver may be the best defense in the world against colds and flu. Their products are alkaline, structured silver. They're fantastic. Check them out. Their message right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.